right, guys, back in the stew tonight. We had a great show for you. We started things off with a little Hall of Fame segment. It was the Hall of Fame of Mother's Homemade Food. Got to talk about our favorite dishes from Mom. Then we went into our Week 9 preview of the football games for this weekend. Then talked about our pool picks, updated you guys on that. I gave you guys a new parlay. Hopefully you guys will like it. It's different. I've never really thought of anything like it before. So let me know. Give feedback on that. And then we ended things with our mid-season awards. All right, guys. So what's up? What's new?
I don't know if this is so much new, but shout out real quick to one of my classmates in my stats class because I missed Monday's lecture.
Is he handsome?
She, actually.
Is she handsome?
Ooh. I mean, she has a mask on, but I'm sure she's very pretty. I haven't seen her face. I don't know. But anyways, I missed Monday's lecture, and then at the end of Wednesday, she just randomly was like, "Hey," and I was like, "What the fuck?" And turn around, she's like, "Do you want all these notes from Monday?" I'm like, "The fuck yeah, I do."
She wants it.
No, man. She was just being a homie, so show it to her.
She probably thought you were one of the girls with those locks.
Damn.
I'm just kidding.
Not with these guns. She didn't think that.
No, you were just sitting there talking, messing with your hair. I was gonna tell you, it actually looks pretty damn good right now.
Like Thor.
I need a haircut.
You look like Thor. Jarrett pulled off his Thor costume.
Facts.
Yeah, all right. I guess.
That it? Just the girl in the stats class?
I'll go as you go. We'll just go after.
What are you saying?
Man, I don't want to say everything first. What is this? An assembly line?
All right, I'll go. So, nothing is really new, but...
What's old?
On Saturday, this upcoming, I'm getting a new tattoo.
Ooh, what are you getting?
I'm getting a cherry blossom tree, if you ever know what that is. It's shit from
Japan. It's Japan
said,
shit.
Oh, you deadass.
Where?
It's matching with my mom.
His inner thigh.
As well.
Oh, okay.
It's going to come right in here. I know the viewers can't
all
see,
of
but
your
I'll
arm?
Show y'all. No, so it's going to come in here, and then it's going to come out of here.
It's
and it'll stop like
that. Pause? That
pause? Sounds kind of weird. I'm like,
you need a visual for them.
Yeah, exactly.
For the listeners that we definitely do have.
All right. 8 of them.
All 8 from last episode. Shout out you guys. And none of you made it through the whole thing, though, because you didn't message us the word.
Sad.
All right, so my pinky's, paralyzed. I was playing football on Monday, and I got hit in the chest because I was going up for a jump ball. And I looked down, I was, holding my chest because, it hurt. And then I looked down, and my pinky was just bent in a, perfect L shape. And I can't move it, so I've had it in a splint since Monday, and I think I'm never gonna be able to move it normally again. I think it's actually screwed for life, and it's super painful.
Give it time.
I'm gonna give it time, but the tendon from the middle knuckle to the top of the finger ruptured. I don't know how that's gonna heal. Yeah, I don't know how that's going to heal with just keeping it in a splint. I'm going to a doctor's appointment tomorrow.
You just got to ice it and put a
splint
on.
Just spit on it.
Rub some dirt on it.
But I don't know how just, keeping it in place is going to reattach the tendon. So, this sucks. I have to, have my coworkers rewrap it for me all the time. Because, I just want to, give it a break during the day at some point. Because, I feel it needs some air.
That's gross,
but,
man.
But, yeah, no. My movement in my pinky is on the hot seat for sure.
On the hot seat?
It's on the hot seat.
Might have to get him out of here.
Yeah. My boss, DJ, keeps telling me he's going to cut it off. And you know what? If I can't move it, then he might as well.
What good is a pinky if you can't move it?
Exactly. That's yeah.
Just cut it off. Get out of there.
Just cut it off. And then I started this new show, Sherlock. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's with Benedict Cumberbatch. I don't know how to say his last name. Doctor Strange.
Yeah,
just say Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
That show is good. I watched half an episode with my ex-girlfriend a month and a half ago. And I told myself, and that's why I never actually wanted to watch it. And then the other day I actually had time to sit down and binge TV, and I never ever do. So I started that, and that show is fantastic. You guys need to watch that shit.
I will.
No, you won't. I got your dad. Your dad said he's going to watch it.
A review of Sherlock.
Sherlock Holmes review.
The three-man parlay reviews Sherlock Holmes.
Ooh.
Sherlock.
Oh, Sherlock.
I think it's just Sherlock. We're going to start reviewing. All right. Yeah. And then our cooking episode at some point.
Yes. So the Sherlock review and the cooking episode now. Both of them.
Faulty promises that we will probably not keep.
Maybe one.
The review? Maybe. I would do a review on a TV show or something.
Yeah,
or even a book. Just kidding, not a book.
Review the openings. You know what I mean? Like the opening episode.
Like the first page of a book.
Yeah.
The first page
just
over.
Just like, man, not feeling it.
Yeah, you know, this sucked.
Hey, Doug, say hey.
Hello.
Man, you gotta say it louder than that.
Say it with your chest.
Hello.
There
Doug
you go.
Is shy.
Doug is shy.
Me and Doug last night, we were at my house, and just to keep in mind, if you ever want to play on an N64, you might not have the right TV for it. Because you can't even use HDMIs anymore. You got to have the TV that had like the yellow, white, and red cable.
Oh, that's
thankfully, awesome. I had one TV in my house. I was like hidden upstairs, and I went and grabbed it, and we're playing, some Pokemon Stadium 2.
How late did you guys stay up?
Like 2:30, Doug?
I haven't stayed up till 2:30 in probably like 4 months.
Yeah, I feel like
I can't do it anymore.
Grandpa.
Well, some of us have jobs.
Whatever, I don't want to hear it.
All right, anything else from you guys? If not, I got one more quick thing I want to add.
Go ahead.
All right, so I had a flag football game Wednesday, which was at right now yesterday, and they had me punt, and my high school football coach one time told me, and I can like confirm this with a friend of ours, his exact words were, you could be a Division I punter. And he told me that. So, like, I put all this, like, extra work in, like, went to, like, a clinic and, like, worked with an ex-NFL punter for him to not use me as a punter. And it just, like, completely destroyed my confidence. And I, like, never kicked again after, like, high school. And then yesterday I kicked a football for the first time in forever. And I was booming it, and everyone was hyping me up, be like, yo, we're going to have to get this kid some tryouts and some videos and stuff because I was laying up the ball.
Why?
But anyways, all right, so that's it for that. So Doug doesn't want to come in and give the word. He's camera shy. So if you made it this far, he's not camera shy. We'll call him camera shy, whatever. But the word is Doug. So if you got this far, message us just saying the word Doug. All right, sounds good. All right, now we're going to get into the first segment of today. We're going to do Hall of Fame of Mother's Homemade Food.
Mama's Meals.
Mama's Meals. Who wants to start? Doug, who starts?
Your mama.
Jared starts.
Ooh.
Oh, Jared is now Doug's mama.
Start off hot.
My mama.
Number 5, my mama Beeren's baked mac and cheese dish. Oh, she got the breadcrumbs up top. It's like under is gooey and up top is a little bit harder and crunchy. Oh, it's fire, man. That's all I got to say about it.
That's heat.
It's only number 5. I can only imagine what number 1 tastes like if that's fire.
He said,
uh-huh. All right, dude, number 5.
Number 5 is my mama's shepherd's pie.
Rhyming accidentally.
But how she does it, she goes corn and peas, mashed potatoes, and then some beef.
Some beef.
Beef. So
the beef.
She loves the beef. Dave loves the beef.
I love the beef.
All right. This is.
I do love shepherd's pie too.
Dude, I used to like all my mom's like homemade like carby food. Like I used to love when I was younger, but now I just can't eat it anymore. But like, all right. So my 5, and this is something we don't get often. It's like I think a once in every 4 month thing, but when we do get it, it's pretty sweet because I always happen to wake up at like 11 a.m. when we get them is when my mother makes cinnamon buns with like,
ooh,
she makes cinnamon buns and then like the white, what is it? The shit that goes on the top.
The cream.
The cream. All right. Yeah. The crumb.
The crumb.
Glaze is what it's called.
Glaze, yeah. Alright, so yeah, when she puts the glaze on it, I spit all over my screen again. That is the second episode in a row. Gosh.
Poor screen.
I don't even want to finish talking.
Number 4, Mama's Mashed Potatoes.
Mama's Mashed Potatoes.
MMP.
I'm a guy that doesn't like mashed potatoes that are lumpy. Alright? Something about it, I don't know. I just can't rock with it. But my mom makes them silky smooth all throughout. I can have like 5 pounds of these, I swear.
5 pounds.
The right amount of butter, the right amount of salt. Woo!
Jared's got a certain attitude to himself today. Yeah. I like it. New Jared.
Mama's home cooking.
It gets you feeling all nice and such.
Gets him in a mood.
He said, Jared starts like rubbing. I've seen Jared start rubbing his inner thigh ever since we started talking about this food.
Hey, yo. All right, number 4, my mama's tuna fish.
Oh, tuna.
Tuna. That, I didn't even think about tuna. That's
she
a great
puts
answer.
Celery in it? Like little, like,
okay.
Celery.
No. You lost me there.
Yeah. No, I don't do celery.
Hell no.
You guys, young taste buds.
Oh, my. I hate people.
You are the youngest person in this room. There's five of us in here.
It's not what the taste buds are saying.
That's not a thing. It doesn't make sense.
But she puts little chopped celeries in there, right? And then she cools it, and she'll leave it in the fridge for a little while. And it just works. It is gas.
Interesting.
Jarrett, when Jarrett goes to Subway, he gets a tuna fish sandwich with bacon, and that's it.
Toasted on Italian, foot long.
But it's the most. He's the most like generic food guy. It's awesome. And then Chipotle, chicken and rice.
I like my meat.
Of course, this man wouldn't like celery.
I don't like celery. I don't.
Yeah,
like,
talk to him, John.
Y'all are crazy.
Celery is gas.
You go to B-Dubs, you eat them wings.
No,
like,
hell
no.
That's
fine.
You say, celery? Ew, get that away from me. I'm trying to eat these wings.
Yeah, facts. That's true, though. But I will eat the celery at B-Dubs. DJ's always on my ass about not eating my greens. So whenever we try to, like, eat, like, out at work, he's always making me try to, like, get a side salad or some shit.
Oh.
I'm like, I can't, dude. It's shit's gross.
I could never eat a salad.
Mm-mm.
Crazy.
All right. My number four. Actually, my list is basically, so the first thing I thought of was kind of my number one. I didn't really go off taste because I feel like if I thought of it first, that was probably the best.
Yeah.
So, like, this is the fourth thing I thought of. And let me tell you, this was the most irritating conversation I have ever had. Because sometimes my mom just is, like, just doesn't get it. So I called her right before the show and asked her what the grilled chicken meal she makes is with, like, breadcrumbs. She goes, chicken Avon. And I was like, no, mom. And she kept saying, oh, it's chicken Avon. Like, literally four times. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. I call her again and then gave her, like, one other thing. Like, my little brother had it for his birthday. She goes, oh, you mean the Parmesan-crusted chicken? I was like, yes, oh, my God, thank you, goodbye. That stuff is phenomenal. It's, like, really, like, just, like, terrible for you. It's almost like...
It just, like, sounds pretty good by the name of it, to be honest.
It's so delicious. It's chicken, and then it, like, almost is like a... like, you spread it, like, I don't know, it's a bunch of shit, like, ranch and stuff on the top. And then it's, like, breadcrumbs from the chicken Devon, of course, on top.
Chicken Devon!
Chicken Devon. That conversation was so irritating. I was ready to fight my mom. We were going to throw hands. Oh, God.
Am I up? All right.
Three.
Number three, maybe not homemade, but I don't really care. Hamburger Helper. My mom makes this, like, once a week.
Have a funny story.
Oh, it just works.
I think it's like the double cheeseburger kind or whatever, but that shit slaps, man.
So, you know the ref in Tingsboro that does the football games, Fred?
Yeah, I know
so
Fred.
He was reffing our game yesterday, and I said something to him. It was something about dinner, and he goes, yeah, I just had Hamburger Helper. I was like,
gas.
I was like, dude, that is gross. He goes, hey, you gotta eat what the wife makes you when you're on the road. I was like, that's
gross.
Disgusting.
You're crazy. How's that gross?
I don't know. It's just like that shit.
It's just mac and cheese with hamburger.
That's, it is good.
That's
lots
just
of
two,
sodium.
It's two great things together.
That's true. Okay, that's true.
All right. So some more meat in your life. Mom's meatloaf.
Oh, man.
I hear most people
meatloaf
and they're like,
on his mind.
They're like, oh, meatloaf tonight. That's gross. My mom's different with the meatloaf.
That just means your mom has the sauce because meatloaf is very easy to mess up.
Exactly.
Must be nice.
I love it. It's not top two worthy, but it's number three.
God, see.
Fair enough.
I had a really hard time with this list because I just can't eat some of the stuff my mom makes anymore. I had a discussion with her about this yesterday. I was like, Mom, you need to start buying food that we're all going to eat because she'll, like, make a dinner and nobody eats it. It just sits there. Not even herself. Like, she won't even eat it. I'm like, we have to start buying food and making food that we're, like, actually going to eat. But moving on to my number three, she does make some pretty baller stuffed shells. Fantastic. She puts on, like, a bunch of different cheeses inside the shells. Does put red sauce on it, which I don't love red sauce anymore, but, like, that's an exception, stuffed shells.
Sounds good.
Big shells. The shells are probably like 4 inches long.
Oh my goodness.
Rings a bell.
Alright. At number two, we got hot dogs and crescent rolls.
Oh, they're pigs in a blanket?
I guess, but that's all my mom calls it.
Hogs in a blanket?
No.
Hogs in a tarp?
She just calls it hot dogs and crescent rolls.
Great name.
I know it's simple, but when they're fresh out of the oven, it's all about hot dogs in that form. Dead ass, which is like, how many do you want? I'm like,
100.
I'm not for real. I'm like six. She's like, oh, okay.
So goddamn,
they're full size hot dogs, right?
Yeah, but there's wrapped in like a warm crescent roll. Yeah,
that's a lot of hot dog.
So
it's
good.
A lot of meat for a lot of man.
right. They call me Joey Chestnut Beard.
Ooh.
Jarrett Joey Glizzy. Glizzy. Yeah, Glizzy. Joey Glizzy. Joey, they call me Glizzy.
All right, number two. So this is not a meal, but this is an appetizer.
Ooh.
It is pizza dip.
You got appetizers, bro? Your mom makes
good pizza dip. I think I've had it before.
So what it is, it's cream cheese, pizza sauce, and mozzarella cheese. Right?
What's pizza sauce? There's like red sauce?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't think of which one it was, but I've had like a ex-girlfriend's mom make that, and it's delicious.
It's so good. You heat it up in the microwave, and then it comes out, and you like usually do like bread with it.
Oh.
It's so good.
Or like crackers?
Yeah, crackers.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
All right, my number two. This is something that makes me drool. This could honestly be my number one. My mother makes Big Mac pizza. I haven't seen it in a couple of years, to be honest. That's how crazy it is. Ooh. But it's literally anything you can find in a Big Mac on a pizza. Thousand Island dressing, hamburger, pickle, lettuce, cheese.
Lettuce? You lost me.
I don't know. I don't eat the lettuce. She actually makes like half of it without lettuce because I don't eat the lettuce. But it's...
What a queen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not everything is
bad. She treats me good.
But yeah, Big Mac pizza. I used to smack that when I was younger. That stuff was so good.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. All right. And our number ones, Jarrett.
Number one is my mom's go-to meal, poppy seed chicken.
Ooh.
I don't even know what the poppy seed stuff is, but it's really damn good, man. I think it's a combination of like ranch and like other stuff, like maybe breadcrumbs and stuff on top of chicken baked in the oven. Oh.
At what temperature?
Probably like 450.
450, okay.
But
good temperature.
It like makes sauce like in like residue when you cook it and you scoop that and put it on top of your chicken.
Oh, that's the best.
So unhealthy, but so good.
That's
man.
Like the Parmesan crusted chicken. It's just a heart attack waiting to happen.
That with like rice peel off and mashed potatoes and corn.
I had rice peel off today.
Ooh!
It's one of those things you know is not gonna sit well and you don't care because it tastes phenomenal.
It's gonna taste good going down, that's for sure.
Alright. We're keeping on the train of chicken.
Chicken.
Oh, turn that up.
My mom's chicken cutlets.
Yes. Oh, bro, yeah. David's mom's chicken cutlets, top
five
ever. That should have been my number one, was David's mom's chicken cutlets.
They've been in the family since I was born. She's been making them forever.
That's the best right there.
So it's like, chicken cutlets, it's going down.
We ain't good tonight, boys.
It's going down for real. All right, my last one, my number one. Just some plain old simple Velveeta mac and cheese.
Oh, my. That's worse than Hamburger Helper.
I'm not a red sauce guy.
Domino's pizza.
I like when my mom makes me a Domino's pizza.
TJ's.
Velveeta mac and cheese was always my favorite growing up because my mom would like it's a big block of cheese or whatever, and my mom would cut off big chunks of it and like just let me eat the cheese straight up. So before she melted it, it's so good.
The cheese head.
I'm the speaking of the cheese heads.
31-3 right now.
Oh shit. 31-3. Packers -6.5. Easiest bet I've ever made in my lifetime. Finally, because I haven't won a bet in I don't even know.
Let's
go. 3 weeks. And the first quarter bet today hit half a point.
You're up big.
I'm up big. I'm going to make some coin tonight, baby.
I want to know when's the last time like the team from the NFC that made it to the Super Bowl was actually good the next year. I'm trying to think. The Falcons were terrible after. The Panthers were bad. No, I'm talking about NFC teams.
Oh, NFC teams.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Who else? I'm trying to think.
Was it the Seahawks? Ooh. Seahawks?
Not recently, they weren't.
Well, I mean, but I'm saying, is that how far back we have to go?
Saints?
I'm thinking, starting at 2015, it would be Panthers had a hangover. Who was it in 16?
I don't know.
Falcons had a hangover.
Yes, Falcons.
17 was... Ah, man.
I think we got our dates mixed up.
Yeah.
Eagles.
Are you sure?
Eagles, yeah.
Well, Pats.
The Pats made it 3 years in a row?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
So yeah, Tom Brady is good.
The Eagles hangover, Falcons hangover, Rams hangover too.
I don't know. We might be looking at the Seahawks from when they won their title.
Yeah, probably.
Or did you say win? Actually, I don't know. But I think it's Seahawks. That's what I'm going to go with.
It's definitely a thing, though. I mean,
yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Everyone.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
The hangover is too much.
All right. Do you guys have any honorable mentions? Because I didn't write anything down because I just all assumed we would have different shit.
Yeah, no.
The one thing I had this at 5 at first until I thought of the Big Mac and cheese, but ham. some honey glazed ham in the oven.
I hate ham. Oh, my mom makes it, and I just like go buy Chipotle on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, oh, yeah, exactly, man.
That's a good another hall of not maybe a hall of fame, but just like what's your Thanksgiving plate?
Thanksgiving side dishes.
Ooh. Yeah, side dishes, something like
that. I mean, there's only like five of them though.
For Thanksgiving, that's what we'll do.
Yeah, we'll do. Oh my episode. God, does that mean we have to be here on Thanksgiving? Isn't it always on a Thursday?
Okay, relax.
Because Black Friday is always on Friday, which is
we could do that on like Wednesday or something.
Yeah.
This sounds soft. That's quitter talk. We could do Thursday on football. Thursday we do Thanksgiving football. We can preview it on Wednesday.
Releasing it on Thursday. That's nice.
Yeah. All right. So we're gonna get into the Week 9 games. How's that sound, boys?
Let's go.
Sounds pretty good to me.
All right. On college football here, I'm an addict. I love college football. All right, first game, Panthers Chiefs, over under set at 52.5. The Chiefs are favored by 10.5 points. I think that the Chiefs are just too good.
Yeah, this game's. I don't expect much from this game. It should be a blowout.
Do you think
easy cover?
I could see them covering.
I don't.
I could definitely see it.
Who, the Panthers?
Yeah.
I don't think.
Do we know if McCaffrey is playing?
Like, he said he's supposed to.
Doug.
Yeah, Doug has him in fantasy.
At the moment, he's still on the IR, but...
He's still on the IR, which is good, because I'm also going
to... Well, I think if he plays, football. There's definitely a chance they cover.
Yeah.
I feel like his role will be limited, because you don't want to rush him back, especially where he's, you know, your guy.
Yeah, but McCaffrey is a beast, so, like, you never know how good he's doing right now.
That man's built pretty differently, yeah. I won't lie.
What about the over-under?
Dude, I'm going to just go with the under, because the Chiefs defense looks... Was it the Chiefs defense looked pretty good last week? Or maybe it might have been the week before, but I think like it's the same story every week with them playing average or not so good team. They're gonna score a lot of points, and the other team's probably not going to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And the Panthers just lost to the Falcons. Falcons, bad look for your boys.
Yeah.
So true. I like the Chiefs in that game.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Even though that's like a wide, like that's a lot of points for. Like I wouldn't expect it to have been 10.5.
I feel like the Chiefs are on like a higher plane than everybody else right now.
They really are.
So it's like the spread is. It's very justified, so like I'm taking it still.
Mm-hmm. All right, this one's you. Ravens -1.5.
This is gonna be a scary game.
48
man.
Points.
Under.
Under points. This is a defensive battle.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's also so much potential on offense.
Exactly.
No, Lamar sucks.
Nah, but there's the potential. Like
yeah.
It's still
yeah,
Lamar.
Yeah, to run the ball a lot.
That's why the
under. Which chews clock. Yeah, but it chews clock. Yeah. So I mean, I'm going under on that.
I like that, yeah.
The Ravens should win this game, though. I mean, come on, Ravens.
I was all in on the Ravens -1.5, and then I just had one of those moments where I was like, oh,
no,
Jesus, the Colts are going to win. What is happening?
No, they're not.
But
stop.
I'm going to stick with the Ravens 1.5.
You better, man.
I'd be surprised if the Ravens lost, honestly.
Yeah, me too.
Alrighty. Seahawks, Bills. This is my game of the week. This should be America's game of the week.
Bills are frauds.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I was about to say.
See, I agree the Bills aren't what we thought they were at the beginning of the year.
They are who we thought they were.
They are. Whoever you are, I am. But I just think the Seahawks like purposely make their games close. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So no matter who they're playing, the game's going to be a tight one.
Well, it's just like their defense can't usually pick it up, so their offense has to like stay in the game.
Yeah.
That's always like high scoring, close games.
I think the spread on this, though, is kind of disrespectful to the Seahawks.
See, but they're always playing close games, though.
That's, it's literally their thing is close games.
But the eye test, they look too
good. Eye test, yeah, but you can't base it off the eye test.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm going to take Seahawks -3.
Yeah, me too.
Because I do think they win, but I really am hoping... For like the over to just be obliterated. I hope we see like 70 points this game.
I don't think it will though.
The defenses aren't great, although the Seahawks defense looked very good last week.
But Josh Allen is looking so
Wouldn't
hot.
Wouldn't you want to see a lot of points in this game? Like if there's
obviously,
you said I
want
to watch and see 80 points tonight, it's this game.
Yeah.
But if I'm making a live or die bet, I'm going under. I
really?
Mean, yeah.
Okay, I like that.
That's interesting.
Live or die.
I definitely want to go over on that.
Gun to your head. You're going under?
Yeah.
Okay.
Life's too short.
54, man. 54?
Who's got a gun?
I don't know,
DK
man.
Metcalf?
DK
Metcalf?
Yeah, but the Bills stink.
The Bills stink.
Hot take, say it now. The Dolphins are going to win that division.
I will put money on the Dolphins. I'll put a future on the Dolphins.
I wouldn't be surprised, honestly.
Let's go Dolphins, man. All
right. Bears, Titans. I don't even know.
Both these teams are frauds,
yeah,
man.
Both these teams suck. Just kidding. I'm still in on the Titans.
I'm not for now.
6.5 points towards the Titans, and then 46.5 points over. I think the Bears' offense is just bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I do think they'll cover, and that was almost going to be my pick because I don't. I think because the Bears' defense is so good.
Yeah, exactly.
That they won't score. The Titans won't score a whole lot of points, but the Bears also just straight up won't score any points, no matter how bad the Titans' defense is. So, I also like the under on this game.
It's scary because Nick Foles is the kind of guy who can just, like, show up randomly one week and go off.
Yeah.
But,
he's good under pressure.
Yeah, but is this game really high pressure? I mean,
I don't think so. That's why.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they need to start. They can't lose another game or else they're going to start. They're going to be in a bad spot towards the end of the season if they keep losing games like this, which I expected them to be this bad, but.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably taking the under on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alrighty. Texans, Jags. Texans are favored -6.5.
Hammer that.
Yeah, Jags are not good. Yeah. Deshaun Watson's phenomenal. Although,
yeah, he's insane.
There's trouble in that locker room because which receiver said he wanted to go? Was it Will Fuller?
Fuller? He was one that was in trade rumors. Yeah. So.
And I think he wanted to leave.
That sucks because he's good.
He's their best guy. Their receiving core like is kind of good. But, like, kind of not.
They're all, like, kind of old.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you were to say this, like, 3 years ago,
they're good.
But, yeah, I also like the Texans -6.5. Over on the points, though. Because the Jags can put up points.
Yeah, James exactly.
James Robinson can give you three touchdowns.
Under 9.
Yeah.
Going against us.
I am.
Deshaun will put up at least 28. And it's going to be, like, 28.
But there's always, like, that chance it's just going to be 28 sucking.
So,
like,
run.
I don't think the Texans can completely get shut out. Because even if they're playing a good team, they will still score points in garbage time.
Yeah, true.
Which is what they do. So I think the Texans are probably due for 30 points, at least, this game.
That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points, but I think they can do it.
I'm feeling it.
Alrighty.
Next game.
Next game, we got Texans, Jaguars.
That was the game we just talked about.
Sorry, Gustavo. I looked up at Gustavo, and it threw me
You're
off.
You're good, brother.
I just lagged. All right, we're going to pretend I didn't do that. So skip that.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. You can keep that in. Broncos, Falcons. Falcons -4. I love that.
No.
You don't like that?
They got Drew Lock.
Drew Lock sucks.
Drew Lock is sick.
No, Drew Lock.
They just beat your Chargers on a comeback.
That's
last
fine.
Sheesh.
I don't care.
Drew Lock, horse cock. Give me the Broncos.
Me too, dude.
Let's go.
I'm going Falcons -4. And I'm also taking the under because I don't think the Broncos are going to score a lot of points.
This man knows nothing. Give me the over.
Dave's spitting right now.
We are in full disagreement.
Atlanta Falcons offense, points. Drew Lock,
you guys are
points.
Insane amount of points.
That's over. Easy.
You guys are going all the way to the left side. I'm going all the way to the right side. Oh, boy. All right. Excuse me. Giants, Washington football team.
Ugh.
This game sucks.
Keep this game off red zone, please.
For don't real. Even put it on red zone. Don't waste our breath. I don't care. Unless it's a Gibson touchdown. Give me touchdown. Oh, wait. I don't know.
You trying to give me John?
I might send Jimmy over to Jarrett just because Jarrett.
Me and John are in a possible trade right now. It would be I give him Joe Mixon and Robbie Anderson for Cole Beasley and Antoine Gibson or Antonio Gibson?
Antonio.
Jarrett's
Gibson. In a win now mode. He
yeah.
needs it. That's why I think he's making this trade for me.
Am I allowed to speak on this trade?
Go ahead.
If you want to.
I'm sorry, John. I would not take that.
What?
I wouldn't take that.
Jared's in desperation mode. He needs
I offered
backs.
It, bro.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sick of Joe Mixon being hurt every single week.
That's
I can't
true.
Afford it.
Joe Mixon's hurt, and he has a very tough schedule when he comes back. And
I don't have backs to afford like them all being hurt because he's hurt and Miles Sanders has been hurt for a while.
I just think you could probably get more.
Get more.
You sleep on Cole Beasley.
I know.
Oh, I have Cole Beasley. I love him. He's great. But
all I'm saying is
I think it's pretty fair.
I like it, and I'm thinking about it, but he needs running backs now. Both of his are hurt. And if he's not winning games, he's not going to make the playoffs.
You want David Johnson?
Ew.
No, I don't.
Gibson is better than David Johnson.
I want Gibby.
Gibby. All right, but yeah, I don't even care if I give an answer for this game.
Over underdog. Why not?
Over underdog.
Make it exciting.
Giants winning then?
Yeah.
They look pretty good.
Danny Dimes.
All right, yeah.
Bro, he's terrible.
He's so bad. Bet. bet for a turnover from Danny Dimes and bet an interception this week.
All he does is make terrible decisions.
Please put money on him throwing an interception. I promise you.
It's free money.
It is such free
money. Put the mortgage on it.
Bet the mortgage. All
right.
Next game.
So over and underdog, is that what we agreed on?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. 4 o'clock game. We have three.
LV versus games. LA.
LA, the California game.
Only right. 1 point. No, spread. Wait.
Yeah, one.
The Chargers are favored?
Yep.
Come on now.
That's crazy.
Come on, Raiders, Vegas.
Plus one.
Vegas doing the home team dirty right now. That's crazy.
I think we're going to take it, though.
I like the Raiders.
You're bugging,
I think,
man.
I like the Chargers.
The Raiders are good.
Yeah, but Justin Herbert's good, too.
The Chargers are like 2-5, man.
Yeah, but
he does everything but win games.
Raiders easy.
I'm also taking the Raiders.
The underdogs, too.
I think that's kind of crazy.
I like the Raiders strictly because, like, I don't want the Chargers to win as many games as they can.
You're in tanking mode?
I'm in full tank mode.
Disgusted.
Imagine.
Shut up, Pats fans.
I'm full tank mode. I don't care who it's for. I just, like, don't want to have, like, a 14th pick in the draft. Like, that's just a shitty pick.
It's really stinky.
Yeah. So, I do think I like the over in that
game,
though.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Give me the over. That's money.
Herbert's just throwing.
Yeah, exactly.
He crushed the Broncos defense, a good Broncos defense last week.
But then that man, Drew Lock, said, not today.
That's fine.
He's got a nice, like, sidearm throw, too. You see that throw he made?
Herbert or Drew Lock?
Wicked nice. It was back in the end zone.
Why are all these QBs doing that now? It's crazy.
He also threw a pick to someone that wasn't looking last week. That was pretty embarrassing.
That's kind of impressive, yeah.
All right, whatever. 4:25, Steelers-Cowboys.
I wonder where this is going.
Steelers by... I might put an alternate spread of 20 points on this game.
Yeah.
Because I'm so confident in that.
If the Cowboys are still starting Ben DiNucci, which I think they have to.
Let's go!
Ben DiNucci.
Ben DiNucci.
He's horrible.
He's got promise, though. With a name like that.
How has he not been waived yet, is my question.
I don't know, man.
They have two other guys they could start. Garrett Gilbert.
Yes.
Ooh. Or Cooper Rush. I think...
Cooper Rush?
What are these names?
I was going to say, I think Cooper Rush is a pretty dope quarterback name.
Oh, please start him.
That's sick.
Start Cooper Rush.
You cannot be worse than Ben DiNucci.
Ben DiNucci.
Gucci Nucci.
Ben DiNucci.
All right, so points, the Cowboys aren't going to score.
You're right.
The Cowboys literally might not score.
Sure, you're right.
I mean, the 49ers did just score. I mean, it doesn't matter.
You just now convinced me to go under. So
perfect.
I'll go under
with that.
And, like, you hate betting for the under. Even though it's 41.5, that's not a lot of points. I think that's the second lowest we've seen.
But you're right. The Cowboys are not going to score.
They probably won't score.
It's gonna be like,
oh, wait, quick. 24 on the Cowboys. I just got a trade request in my other league. I have Mike Thomas. I was straight up Zeke for Mike Thomas. I don't like it.
You have Mike Thomas?
I have Mike Thomas.
Don't do that. No.
I don't think so. Dude, what's Zeke going to do?
Fumble the ball.
Fumble the ball, not score points. Okay, I'm glad we're on the same page.
I got you, baby.
Last 4 o'clock game, Dolphins-Cardinals.
Sheesh.
Do you guys want to do it again? Do we want to play this game again this week?
Give me the Cardinals.
No.
I'm not taking Miami.
No, you fool.
You're a fool.
There's a lot of magic going on down there in Miami.
Actually, there's less magic.
You're right, there is less. There is less, but still a lot of magic going on right there.
Yeah, I'm going Dolphins +4.
I'm taking Dolphins +4 and a win, baby.
And an over.
Yeah, over too.
I'll take the over, yeah.
Okay.
Tua's lighting it up.
Tua's not lighting it up.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, you mean Sunday he's going to light it up.
Yeah, that's why
I'm
going to
say,
because
he's not lighting it up.
I was like, what?
Sorry, Tua is going to light it up. Kyler is going to light it up.
Yeah.
A lot of points.
All right. Oh, yeah. First primetime game. So Sunday, 8:20.
The rematch, baby. Here we go.
I think I'm... I liked the Bucks.
No, stop right there.
I liked
them. Do not.
Let me finish before.
Okay.
I liked the Bucks up until Monday night. Monday night.
See.
Do you know who they're getting?
You should have stopped after I liked the Bucks and just ended it right there. Because you would have been right. But now you're looking at Saints. Are you a fool?
Just the cover.
I don't think
they're going to win.
Hell no.
They do have Brown. You're right. And I didn't even realize that till you just made a big point of it.
Brady is slinging that thing.
I am taking the over, though, 50.5.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
All right, you convinced me, Bucks. Yeah. Antonio Brown.
The Bucks are the best team in the NFC.
Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, second best. Antonio Brown, nope. Gronk.
They're better than the Seahawks.
Okay.
I don't care.
All right.
That's crazy.
They're much more complete than the Seahawks are.
Yeah.
All right. In the game we've all been waiting for, we were supposed to have an Instagram post on this, but someone slacked. I don't know who it was. It might have been David, but it might have not.
Let's hear it.
J-E-T-S.
It's time Jets, for their Jets, first win.
Jets. Put money on the Jets money line. Jets money line, you heard it here. Set it plus
Dave.
Spread set it plus 7.
If you guys lose this game, man,
we're not losing.
If you lose, is Belichick on the hot seat?
Yo, low key. No, never that.
No, they would never do that. But
they'll sell the team before they get rid of Belichick.
Yeah, that's right. Facts.
But yeah, I'm going upset here.
I think if they lose, Cam Newton is out of there.
Records out the window in a rivalry game.
This is true. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
They're not losing.
I don't know, man.
It's not even like Cam played that bad. Okay. No, like, listen. He didn't play that bad. Like, if you, like, watch the game, he did not play that bad. It was just a dumb mistake at the end. And that's what cost him the game.
Yeah, but, like...
Cam's been bad.
He hasn't thrown a touchdown pass since, like, September.
I'm not saying he's been good. I'm just saying that last game, it wasn't, like,
crazy. What do you classify as not being bad? Like, not turning the ball over?
Yeah. Just not making stupid mistakes.
Not turning the ball over. You want to know what he had prior to last game?
I'm not talking about prior. I know he sucked.
2-8 or something like that?
This season, he's 2-7. TD.
Wow, look at me.
I just don't think
that was a lot fly. Close to
the Jets are going to beat us. That's where I'm going to stand. I'm going to stay with that.
I think
if
you look at the history, the Jets play you guys very well. So I'd be a little scared.
Except the butt fumble.
That was like the one time you guys blew him up.
Great game.
I think we're going to steal a lot of points in this game for whatever reason. Sam Darnold is going to have a night. I don't know why, and I hate Sam Darnold. I hate him, but Sam, you're going to have a night for me. Yep, over points, 42.
Interesting.
42, I'll take the over.
Nah.
Yeah.
Under. Rivalry game? Under, yeah. Give me the under.
All right.
It's going to be like 17-14 Jets.
All right, so we're going to hop into our pool picks. Make sure when you guys, you have the numbers.
Yes, sir.
Have the numbers, please, so when I
paste
it in.
I got you, baby.
Quick update on the standings. So I have regained first place by myself, 22 correct, got one wrong last week. Someone in this room went 0-4, and it wasn't, it was not David.
Turn that up.
So now.
Don't care.
Now our friend Zach is in second place, and then Jarrett's in third, Dave's in fourth, and Jeremiah, once again, only got one right and is in fourth. He's 10 correct games behind me. He sucks at this.
10 games, goddamn. Yeah,
I was actually going to text him and ask him, because we don't like count the Thursday night games, but I was going to text him and ask him if he wanted to pick the Packers tonight. I didn't. I should have, because he always has like some like Packers involved in one of his picks. I should have texted him, but I didn't. But I'm going to pick my favorite first.
Good.
I'm taking the Jarrett's -1.5 Ravens. I like them against the Colts.
Good pick.
Actually, no, that's the wrong one. I'm going to say, yeah, Ravens 1.5. No, oh, okay. I'll tell you what I was going to say in a minute.
I'll go next. I got the Seahawks-Bills -3.
All right, that's solid.
-3.
My favorite, I got the Steelers -14 over the Cowboys. That's easy, man. Yeah, come
crazy.
On.
All right, so I was debating on either the Raiders +1 for my underdog, but I'm going to take the Fins +4.
Oh, Miami. Baby, turn that up.
Miami +4, is that what you got?
Not today.
It's not what I have, but I very much respect your gonads.
I'm sticking with, I'm for the Dolphins this year. I tried telling you guys, was it last week? And you guys didn't believe me. I'm going to ride with
it. I believed you, bro. Stop the cap. I've been on the Dolphins with.
Yeah, you have.
Was it 2 weeks ago? When did they play was it 49ers last week, or is that the week before?
3 weeks ago, I think.
And you guys were not on then. I tried to tell you. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, facts.
Are you being serious right now?
I was on that.
Stop it, John.
I apologize, but I'm riding with the Fins.
Okay, go ahead, Dave. My bad.
All right. My underdog, I talked about it earlier, but the Panthers-Chiefs. I don't know. I could change it right before the game. I want to know if McCaffrey is playing or not.
That's risky.
I think it's risky, but I think it's possible. And that's, I got nothing to lose.
All right, my underdog, we've mentioned a lot, but Vegas plus one. I don't know why they're not favored in this game. I think they're way better than the Chargers are. I think Vegas will win by like at least like six or something.
I wouldn't say they're that much better. It's just they know how to. Man, not they are lose games. Though. The stat. Like,
who's beating the Chiefs?
The Raiders.
The Raiders. Raiders. All right, that's true. I'm with you though. I think the Raiders are gonna win that game straight up. All right, I'm gonna give my under and over back to back. Broncos Falcons under 50 points, over points. Saints Bucks at 50.5.
You're drunk on one of those.
Yeah.
No, I'm not with the Broncos. I do not like them. Well, Philip Lindsay's limited. Drew Lock is a trash can.
Has a horse cock.
What are you getting naked here, Chad?
I just like completely unbuttoned my shirt and threw my arms up in the air.
Well, to go off of that, I have Saints' Bucks on the over as well. That's a given.
Great pick.
And then under, I have Texans' Jags.
Oh, interesting.
50.5. I don't see it happening.
My over is Texans Jags. Give me points in that.
Controversy.
Texans are scoring 30, and that's going to hit easy.
There's at least being...
You got the Texans. At least three picks. You got the Texans, and then James Robinson.
I might take points. The Texans team... Yeah, Texans team total.
And then finally, my under, Ravens, Colts. Two really good defenses. Ravens run the ball the whole time. Colts kind of run the ball a lot.
Yeah, they
do too. So.
Except last week they did throw a lot. Phillip Rivers had like three touchdown passes last week.
Yeah, I don't see the Colts scoring 41 like that many times this season at all. So I think it's gonna be a low scoring game. But Ravens are gonna win this easy.
All right.
Yeah.
So my parlay is done. It's retired for the next couple weeks. But I have a new bet for you guys.
Every week it gets sadder and sadder.
It gets sadder and sadder to the point where I've gotten rid of it. I have a new bet, and I call it the Olsen. It is named after a friend that I have who gave me the idea, and I thought I would bring this idea to life. So basically what the bet is you take the team that is favorited, and you take them in the highest plus odds you can. So if you could take the Packers plus 9 tonight, and the odds would be like minus 900. So basically you do that with all the teams that are favored, or at least like all the games that you like where you don't think the good teams are going to get blown out, and all the odds are like minus 900, minus 1100, and then the odds like at the end of it end up being like plus 250, like 300.
That's not bad.
And I almost hit it last week, but the Bengals? But no, it wasn't the Bengals. I think it was the Rams lost by more than what it was. I think it was literally like half a point from what I had it at. So I like the strategy. As long as a good team basically doesn't get blown out, you're kind of in the clear. So I'm going to give it to you guys real quick. We have starting the Chiefs plus 3.5, Titans plus 7.5, Falcons plus 10.5, Ravens plus 10, Seahawks plus 9.5, Texans plus 7, Raiders plus 11, Cardinals plus 10.5, Steelers minus 2.5, Buccaneers plus 9.5, and Pats plus 5.5. I'm pretty sure it didn't give me an option for the Steelers to be like plus anything because like they shouldn't lose to the Cowboys whatsoever. Yeah, it literally doesn't. So there you go. The odds end up being 259. As long as a good team doesn't suck, you got it. I said, I missed it by like one leg, maybe two legs last week.
Too bad the Cardinals are going to blow out the Dolphins.
They're not going to
blow out. No, they're not. You're mad, man.
But yeah, so that's that. That's the Olsen. I'm going to chop that up and throw it on Instagram for you guys to see. And now we are going to get into our mid-season awards. We need a drum roll. Can we put a drum roll effect in there, please? Okay, cool. We got the drum roll effect. We got the nod. All right, so what do we want to go first? We're going to go MVP? Rookie of the Year?
Ooh.
Which one do you like? I think
MVP.
MVP?
Yeah.
We should all have the same, but I know with Jarrett that we probably don't. So I'm going to go with... Dave can go first.
Russell Wilson.
You guys don't know football, Doug.
Oh, boy.
Boy.
MVP, right. Pat Mahomes. Come on now.
I don't want to disagree with you because I love Patrick Mahomes.
If you watch him play, he's not even trying out there.
I know, he's not. But
he's better than Russ, too.
Russell's stats... are very good.
We gotta stop it.
82.6 QBR, completion percentage of almost 72. It's like 71.5. 2,100 yards. Yep. 260 yards on the ground, 26 total defense, and he wins these games with an atrocious defense.
Except for the Cardinals game, we threw two picks.
That's You're not going to play.
More picks in one game than Mahomes has all season.
As you guys will hear in the interview on Sunday, not every game is your best game.
Mahomes is 21-1 right now for touchdown to INT ratio.
That's actually very
impressive. Yeah. He has a 115 rating. That's probably one of the highest in the league.
Yeah.
And in these games, he's like barely even trying out there if you watch any of them.
And I hate to be that guy, but Russ does have a 120 passer rating.
Don't care.
All right.
Mahomes is on the better team. He's going to get it.
They're in the same tier almost.
We'll see.
Almost. Yeah. We'll see.
No, they're not. Fools.
All of you.
Anyways. All right, so we were kind of discussing this before. We don't understand. Like, we do understand, but at the same time, we don't understand why there's an offensive and defensive player of the year. Because, like, 99% of the time an offensive player is going to win the MVP.
Yeah.
So this is kind of stupid. But offensive player of the year, for me, Alvin Kamara. He has 55 receptions for 556 yards, 3 touchdowns. He has less rushing yards than does receiving yards. He's got 431 yards rushing and then 4 touchdowns on the ground. I think he's overall the best player on offense. That's who I'm giving it to.
I like that pick.
What do you got, Jared?
I think I have to go Russ if I have Mahomes for MVP. At first, I had Brady in here because I love how he's playing right now. He's getting AB this week, too. But, yeah, it's got to be Russ as a player of the year if I have Mahomes at MVP.
At least you'll give him that. I'll take that.
With my offensive player of the year, I have Dalvin Cook.
He's played like 3 games.
And if you look at the stats, he is like one of the best running backs.
But he still missed games, though.
And he still has 652 rushing yards and 10 touchdowns. And that's why I kind of think he is. Because he's doing so much in like little games.
Look at what year is it with Brady where he had the suspension. He tore it up that year because he missed games. He didn't win the MVP. You can't miss games to win awards in the NFL.
Yeah, but if you have like the best numbers and you miss games, like
I don't think
so. No, if he has the best numbers, yeah, but he's not going to have the best numbers.
I mean, he has the most touchdowns right now.
And he's a running back. I mean, they probably give it to a QB.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be bold with him. I don't want to pay a QB. It's too easy.
But it's the right pick. This is how it
works. All right.
You picked a running back.
Wait, for what?
Offensive player of the year.
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else. Never mind. Okay. Anyways, defensive player of the year. I think there's another disagreement Jarrett and I are going to have. My defensive player of the year, Myles Garrett.
Oh!
I was looking at that. It's pretty comparable.
25 tackles, 19 of them being by himself. Yeah. 2 fumble recoveries, tied in the league for first and 4 forced fumbles. 9 sacks. I think he's worth his 5-year, $125 million contract.
He's not better than Aaron Donald, though. That's all I'm going to say.
Can you rip up some Aaron Donald stats for me or no?
9 sacks, combo, 26 tackles. I don't know what that means. Bro, he gets double team. He gets like triple team every single play. I don't care. Anyway, wasn't he like number one, like voted on the Players Top 100 like 2 years ago or something like that?
2 years ago is not this year.
Well, he's still that good.
So. I also have Aaron Donald.
Oh, look at that.
I didn't say you were wrong. I think
me and Dave are going to agree on this one.
None of these answers can be wrong because we don't know the awards. So.
We should get an official midseason award list out. All right. Defensive Rookie of the Year will stay defense. I'm liking Chase Young. 19 tackles, 15 of them solo, 2.5 sacks, and a forced fumble. Rookie's doing his job.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Rookies aren't going to be, you know, the best. Minus Darius Leonard, who was fantastic a couple years ago, but, like, rookies aren't going to be the best player in the league when they first come in. You got to get used to it. So.
Although he did miss games.
He did miss games.
I'm giving it to him as well.
Wow, I am a big hypocrite right now.
For some reason, my stats for this player aren't loading at the moment, but I have Patrick Queen as my pick.
Not a bad one.
He has fit in very easily into this Ravens defense. He's, I think, the best linebacker already that we've had in like a few years since CJ Mosley. He has 2 forced fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries, a scoop and score. He has a few sacks. I had the stats, but just not loading right now. So sorry about that. Yeah. But
did you write them down or looking at a source?
I'm looking at a tab. And it's just
should have wrote them down.
It's just sitting there spinning.
Defensive player of the rookie of the year, Dave?
I said Chase Young as
well. Okay, yeah, that's right. All right, offensive rookie of the year. You know what I'm going to say here, guys.
Yeah, I know you're
Justin
say,
Herbert.
But you're wrong.
Two less games, has only 400 less passing yards than Joe Burrow.
But he's played less games.
Hold on. Yeah, I know. I said I'm already hypocrite. Has just as many, has four more touchdowns than Joe Burrow. 67.4 completion percentage. Higher passer rating and QBR than Joe Burrow. He just needs to win. If he wins games, if they don't blow leads, which isn't entirely his fault whatsoever. That's a I think if you're blowing leads like that, it's more of a coach thing. So I think he's over Joe Burrow for me.
Look at what Joe Burrow has done to the Bengals this season already, though. Like, yeah, they're what, like 2-4-1 or something like that? Maybe like 3-4-1 now?
They look alive.
Yeah, like the games that they're losing. Like the Colts game, they're up 28-0 or something like that. They lost to the Browns.
Well, you could
say
the Chargers.
30-35.
They were up on the Saints. They were up on the Bucks.
But the Chargers have dudes. The Bengals really don't.
They have a very good receiving core.
But the Chargers have a good defense. The Bengals have a terrible defense, an extremely horrid O-line.
Bengals have Tyler Boyd.
And
T. Higgins,
Higgins is good. A.J. Green isn't awful now.
He ain't no Keenan Allen,
though. He's not Keenan Allen, no, but...
He got Hunter Henry, too.
Mike Williams is ginormous.
Yeah.
That dude's unfair. If you can throw him a one-on-one jump ball, he's going to catch it like 85% of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I think your pick is very valid, John, but I'm going Joe
Burrow. Last time we checked.
Between those two. So.
Yeah, last time we checked, though, Herbert was the favorite, just saying.
All right.
And you guys were shocked by that.
And Burrow just beat the Titans, so I'm sure that probably changed.
I'll look it up while we talk coaches. But coach of the year, who you guys got? I feel like we should have the same ones.
3-2-1 Mike Tomlin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad.
I mean, it's kind of easy. The only undefeated team left. Yeah.
Right, I was going to say, pandemic year, only undefeated team in a good division.
Yeah. Especially with
that's
like a
impressive
roster that is not like,
yeah, like no one
comparable to other.
No one expected them to be like this good, so yeah. I think with that factoring in, like especially, he's going to get the award.
Undefeated, never heard of her.
I can't believe they're undefeated, bro. That's so gross.
All right.
You
want to hear the odds? Boys,
sure.
Joe Burrow +100, Justin Herbert also +100.
Nice.
Oh,
we're at
shoot.
A dead tie right now.
Here we go.
Next game matters.
Let the fun begin.
Let the fun begin is right. All right, so those are our mid-season awards. That's the end of the show for you guys. Any closing thoughts, Doug? You got anything, bud?
Let us hear it, Doug.
CMC better play this week.
That's CMC better play this week. You heard it here.
You need to start coming up with like something.
We need a catchphrase.
We need a
catchphrase.
Yeah, a Doug phrase.
Doug mode.
Doug's parlay.
Doug's parlay.
No. Start thinking, Doug. Something we can get you to say.
The gears are turning.
Yo, that's sick.
That is good.
The gears are turning.
Doug?
That's
just like
the
that.
Title.
I know.
That's the title.
Yeah, that's the title.
So, man, Doug is unnatural.
Ugh, that's sick. I'm going to write that down so we don't forget. Yeah, so we're all set, guys?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So thanks for listening, because we all know you got this far. We'll see you Sunday. We have our interview with Sean Monacue.
It went really well.
It went awesome. It was a great interview.
Yeah, he's
so
awesome.
We're going to put that in Sunday with our review of the week, and we'll see you guys then.
Catch you guys later.
Peace.